A place to start is one of our newer programs for people who have an extensive history of homelessness as well as a serious mental illness.
Alice Touzeant, Executive Director of Virginia Supportive Housing, explained that the program began when they realized they didn't know how to help a small number of homeless people in the area.
The community didn't know how to help them, and we did not. And we needed to do that because they were using a disproportionate amount of the resources in the community.
The search for a program began 3 years ago.
We found one in New York that's been running for over 10 years and was replicated across the United States called Pathways to Housing.
A place to start includes intensive mental health services.
It's a pretty radical program because it's called a Housing First program, and there are very low barriers. So while Caritas and other programs, including ours, will take people who are homeless, they won't if they're exhibiting behavior that is different and people are afraid of that kind of behavior, or they're using substances and they have a long history of incarcerations and felonies.
Barriers these conditions present for traditional care are removed with this program.
There are basically no barriers. They could be behind a building or on a park bench or in an abandoned building or in a shelter like Caritas. We ask them what they want, what they need, and usually they say housing. And so we said, okay, we're going to put you in housing immediately as long as you agree to two things: to abide by their lease and pay 30% of their monthly income once we put them in housing. And the second thing is they have to agree to see a member of the service team at least once a week.
The recent study found a place to start has produced real and important change.
In 3 years, we have put over 58 people in permanent housing with a 98% success rate. That means only one person has returned to homelessness.
The study was done by the Central Virginia Health Planning Agency.
It looked at hospital data, both emergency room visits, inpatient visits, as well as incarcerations. And it compared all this information 20 months before and then 20 months after.
Touzeant calls the results astounding.
For example, we will show that there was a 66% reduction in emergency room costs. There was an 89% reduction in incarcerations. So what this program is doing is it's keeping people in housing, but it's also saving the community money. We showed us over $320,000 savings to the community. That doesn't even count arrest costs, the cost to the judiciary system, ambulances, the cost to the homeless services system. So that's just those three things.
The report and the success, she said, are exciting and gratifying, but
we really do need the community's continuing support in order to keep it going and to increase it, because there are still people out there who we would like to take off the streets and put them into permanent housing.
That includes, she added, families with children. Learn more online at virginiasupportivehousing.org. John Ogle, WCVE News.